Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Do regulations kill jobs? It's a central question to the biggest political question of our day. Here's what many political figures have to say about that.
It's possible to open a newspaper or watch cable news these days without hearing my Republican colleagues talk about the evils of job-killing regulations.
Well, a big part of the problem has been job-killing regulations.
Expensive and job-killing EPA regulations.
Because there is no other agency like the EPA. It should really be renamed the Job-Killing Organization of America.
The EPA, that we don't need you monkeying around and fiddling around and getting in our business on every kind of regulation that you can dream up. You're doing nothing more than killing jobs.
Challenging it would kill jobs. Every policy tonight expands government and kills private sector
jobs. It's a canard. John Bartlett, conservative economist, member of the Reagan administration, said that the Republican Party is taking advantage of the need for jobs to push a deregulatory agenda.
My Republican friends have yet to produce a single shred of evidence that the regulations they hate so much do the broad economic harms they claim. That's because there aren't any.
In order, that was Harry Reid, a senator from Nevada, Pat Toomey, he's a senator from Pennsylvania, Keith Rolfsfuss, he is congressman from Pennsylvania, Michelle Bachmann, congressman from Minnesota, Texas Governor Rick Perry, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Jim Himes, a congressman from Connecticut, all talking about do regulations kill jobs. They have different opinions about that, but they all sure sound like they know exactly what they're talking about. But from an academic point of view, the answer is much more complicated and nuanced. We're joined by Kerry Colonisi. He has edited a book with the topic, takes it on head on. The topic is, does regulation kill jobs? And he's also the director of the Penn Program on Regulation. He's a professor of law and a professor of political science. Kerry, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, do regulations kill jobs? Let's get it out there.
Well, there's two ways of looking at it. One, you can look at it sort of as an accountant would if you tallied all the job losses and job gains across the whole country associated with regulations. And when you do that, the job losses and the job gains tend to generally wash out. And on net, the research is pretty clear that there really aren't any demonstrable or significant effects one way or the other from regulation on jobs. Now, that's the way an accountant or an economist might look at it. But the other way, of course, is to look at it like a politician. And a politician does care about what's happening in his or her home district. And it is the case that sometimes regulations can lead to a change in the business climate that leads to the shutdown of a plant or a facility, and there is some loss in a local area with a particular firm or maybe even within a sector or a region. And those kinds of effects are real, and they affect real people and their families. So the bottom line is everybody is in a sense right, but we're looking at the elephant from different parts.
Our phone lines are open. If you've got a question or comment, observation about regulations and do they kill jobs, do they create jobs? The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org. So, Kerry, why have regulations at all?
Well, regulations are important for correcting failures in the free market system. Sometimes, as wonderful as a free market system can be for allocating goods and services to their most productive uses in society, sometimes the markets break down. They aren't as competitive as is needed to produce the social benefits that we gain from a market economy. Or there are failures in sort of information that not all the market actors have enough information to make informed decisions. Or sometimes the market doesn't factor in all of the costs of economic activity. There are spillover effects from certain kinds of business activities that call for regulation. Environmental regulation is an example of this latter category, where the costs incurred to society from business activity, which generates pollution. Those costs aren't really incurred by the businesses that are creating the pollution.
So if a company can just dump out its waste into the riverbed or pump it up into the air, then there's no cost to them for doing that, but there might be a cost to the common, to the people.
That's right. And government regulation comes in to help internalize those costs to those who are creating them.
They're just passing it off onto someone else. So when we talk about regulations frequently, I always hear about the broken window fallacy. That by creating if you break a window, then you're creating a job for the guy to come and create the new window and install it. So you're actually creating jobs, and so people say when the left progressives talk about the creations of jobs through regulations, that they're talking about the broken window fallacy.
Well. What you want to do is create social welfare. You want to expand the pie with public policy, if you will. You want to affect people's lives in a positive way. Now, jobs are an important way for people to gain the goods and services that they need to support themselves to feed their families, right? But they're not necessarily the only thing that society cares about. They care about the air we breathe and the quality of the water we drink and as well. We could create a lot of jobs through regulation by, for example, requiring a lot of workers to come and clean up hazardous waste sites with shovels would create a lot of jobs, a lot of manual labor in doing that. But there might be better ways of actually promoting social welfare than exposing a lot of people to hazardous waste with labor like that. And that's sort of what the broken window fallacy is calling attention to. The real emphasis needs to be on making society better. And jobs are certainly a vehicle for that, but they're not the only measure of social welfare.
Right, but if I had to spend extra money on my factory to clean up the exhaust that's coming out, that I could have used that money in order to expand my factory and hire more people.
Right, and that's one possible way that that regulation can lead to some employment effects. So if regulation is increasing the cost of the goods that you're selling to consumers, it will reduce the demand for those goods, and therefore you aren't going to need to hire as many workers. On the other hand, there are other countervailing effects of regulation. That is, sometimes regulation actually requires that companies spend money to operate their facilities in a way that requires more labor so that they can comply with the regulations. And that's why there are these offsetting effects with both some job gains and job losses.
All right, we're going to continue the conversation. We're talking about whether regulations kill jobs. It's one of the big questions of our day coming out of the Great Recession as we're looking towards job growth in the United States. And some people are looking at whether or not we need to have more regulations to fight off climate change and help to heal the economic divide that we have in the United States. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Does Regulation Kill Jobs? That's the title of the book edited by Carrie Colonisi. He is also with the University of Pennsylvania. He's a law professor there and a professor of political science. And let's get straight to our callers. Tanner has called in. Tanner, welcome to The Source. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I was curious to know if there's any research to show that regulation is impacting jobs within the United States vis-a-vis other countries, for example, China, like losing jobs to China because of an over-regulatory environment.
All right. Thank you, Tanner, for that call. So, Carrie.
There's two lines of research that address that question. One looks at investment flows, and the other looks at actual employment. And neither stream of research finds a connection with regulation. Again, in across the entire country, when you take a look at how much companies are spending to comply with regulations, it's not correlating with job losses in the aggregate. There actually are some findings that show that there are some job gains that correlate with spending on regulations. So, yes, there is research on this, and so far that research doesn't support the idea that that it's regulation that's leading to an outflow of labor overseas. I think the primary factor that the research supports are overall labor costs.
All right, let's get Alejandra on the air. Alejandra, go ahead. Alejandra, go ahead.
Hi. It sounds like your presenter is has a clear view of let's not break the window in the first place. That's how I'm hearing him. I want to ask for a more in-depth question about more in-depth answer about not just looking at this as an accountant, not just looking at this as a politician, but looking at regulations as why they were invented from an environmentalist point of view, please.
All right. Thank you for that question, Alejandra. Go ahead, Kerry.
Sure. This is what we were talking about in terms of the spillovers, or what economists call externalities, that the environment is affected by business activity, and the costs of those environmental harms are not costs that are incurred by the market actors. So regulation is needed to correct those market externalities. Regulation is needed for a lot of other social gains as well. Jobs are only one thing that should factor into decision-making about regulations, even though today it seems like that's the biggest connection that a lot of politicians are making between jobs and regulation. But regulation is, I agree, about a lot more.
So we've heard the expression, a recession is when your neighbor loses their job, but a depression is when you lose your job. So when we have regulations and suddenly the light bulb factory that you worked in has to be shut down because we have to switch to a new fancy light bulb factory and they're building them across the country, so it becomes a very personal issue.
Absolutely. And the people, you know, who lose their jobs, they're not only are they affected, and there's research that shows that there are health effects and mental health effects from unemployment, and those are very serious effects. There's also effects on their families as well. So it is for that reason that taking the broad brush view and simply saying, well, you know, on balance, regulation doesn't really affect jobs across the whole country, it's probably not enough. Policymakers justifiably want to know who is going to be affected, for good or for ill. And one of the things that motivated this particular book of ours is that in Washington today, when regulators are producing new regulations, they are required by an executive order to consider the effects of their new regulations on employment, but by and large, they haven't done so very thoroughly or systematically. Part of that is not entirely the fault of Washington regulators. It's a subject that academic researchers have largely overlooked and have yet to really develop the good tools for estimating the employment effects of regulation, these discrete local effects that politicians and individual workers are justifiably concerned about.
All right, another caller we want to get on the air, but our number is 614-8980, 614-8980 if you want to join the conversation talking about regulation versus jobs. Andrew was called in. Andrew, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I wanted to comment that Republicans are always talking about jobs, about regulations killing jobs, and to change the subject, Democrats could say that regulations can save lives, because the majority of regulations, they're there for the protection of American consumers and Americans doing whatever it is they do in their job. And that's one way that the Democrats can change the table on Republicans saying that regulations kill jobs.
All right, Andrew, thanks for that question. So, Carrie, is that the debate, part of the debate?
Well, it is interesting that if the Republicans usually preface the word regulation with the adjective job killing, generally Democrats like to preface it with the adjective common sense. That regulation is, as the caller suggests, common sense if it involves saving lives.
But do they make that argument? I've seen that where we talk about clean air policies and particulates causing X amount of lives lost every year.
Sure. In fact, really that's been the common rhetorical argument for those who want to generate more regulation. Sometimes you see, this isn't surprising, that partisans on either side tend to exaggerate the effects that they're trying to address. So we may hear extreme arguments about regulation killing jobs. We may also hear extreme arguments sometimes about lack of regulation, being the apocalypse. Probably, as with a lot of things, the research doesn't really support either extreme. There is really a challenge in each individual regulatory area to figure out.
Right. We hear this argument all the time.
Doing better or worse.
So we hear, get big government off my back, government overreach, the government is in the way. And so this is a big central question of our political debate we're having these days. Is the government, does the regulations that the government provides, do they kill jobs? One of them is minimum wage. That's a government regulation that's existence now, and now they want to raise the minimum wage. And the debate is whether or not that will kill jobs.
Right. And here the best economic research, doesn't find that the minimum wage increase will lead to any reduction in employment, or any demonstrable decrease in jobs.
All right, let's get Ed on the line. Ed has called in. Ed, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. I just have a comment. How much money did the American government lose, the American people lose, over the fact that the financial markets, the regulations that would have prevented the recession we started with in 2009, having all been basically repealed, how much did that cost us in lost jobs and money?
Okay, Ed, thanks for that question.
Versus having the regulations there that would have prevented it.
Okay, we got it. Okay, Carrie Colonisi, go ahead.
Sure. I think that's a great point. And it is related, again, to the need for regulation. You know, it's interesting. The book that we just published, Does Regulation Kill Jobs, has on its cover an image of a sculpture of some workers in a food line during the Great Depression. It's actually a sculpture that appears at the FDA Memorial in Washington, D.C. And one of the things I kind of like about the image is that it not only shows the devastation that unemployment can have, because these are some fairly grim-looking unemployed men who are in line for a food bank, but it also, because it takes place at the Great Depression and is the sculpture is now situated at the FDR Memorial, it reminds us that, you know, if we don't have effective regulation, that can wreak havoc on employment too.
Well, what about smart regulations? What kind of reforms do you come up with in the book that you think we need to install?
Well, we need to do a couple of things. One, we need to improve our analytic capacity when we're creating new regulations. Right now, there is a requirement for government agencies to analyze not only the costs and the benefits of their regulation, but also the employment impacts of their regulation. And agencies could be doing a much better job when they are looking ahead at new regulations. The second thing that they could do is do a better job of looking back. We know a lot less than we really should about how well regulations that have been in place for a number of years are working. And clearly, if they're not working, they should be fixed. If they are working, we should try to replicate them and do more of them. But too often, we are kind of driving along a little bit with blinders on because we don't know exactly how well regulation has worked in the past, at least as well as we should.
And job-killing regulations are not, they're not going to go away. It's part of what we have and why we go to the polls to help put the throttle or the brakes on what we have in front of us. Thank you so much, Kerry Colonisi. He has edited the book, Does Regulation Kill Jobs? Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
And this is The Source on KSTX. Thank you so much for tuning us in.
Been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.